This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We look proud, not a real show, it's a boom. Put the stock in the place where I thought to spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, let me put another fire. And the thunder of the laughs, you got off the hook.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
I don't know if it's going to be that good, but we're going to do our damnedest.
Listen, any night that at least two of the three of us show up on a Tuesday, it is a glorious Tuesday because there's an off-hook radio show. It doesn't matter how funny it is. It doesn't matter how serious it is. No, we're here.
When I'm here, it matters.
But we're still here.
I'm anal about that shit.
All right. Whatever.
So hello and thank you for joining us for some God only knows reason here on Off the Hook Radio for January 18th.
2022.
There you go. Thank you, Baba.
And thank God we didn't get Betty White to do those because she never would have been able to give us
No. Poor Betty.
We missed that. We missed. We forgot to announce that last week.
What, that Betty died?
Yeah. No, actually.
Everybody knew.
We did announce Betty. You know who we forgot? We forgot Bob. That's who we forgot, was when Mr. Bob Saget died. We forgot to talk about
that. Right. I didn't want to talk about it because I don't like to speak ill of the dead.
We always mention the people who died.
I don't like Bob Saget.
Well, see, you have to understand, I grew up watching Full House, so.
Yeah, but his stand-up comedy was so damn sick and raunchy. I mean,
yes, he's a tool, but.
Yeah. And it wasn't that funny. He was just, he was just being, gross to be shocking. And, he's just not up there with the greats. There's no doubt about that. But I'm sorry.
Well, speaking of that,
heart disease ran in his family. I assume that's why he died.
The way cancel culture goes, if he tried to do, if he was still alive and tried to do some of that shit that he does in his comedy.
Well, he did do it the night before. He was on
was
tour.
Was it still raunchy? Was it still the raunchy? He still was doing all raunchy.
I assume so, but yeah, the joke he made about it, letting somebody touch his daughter is just that right there just lost me. You go to that, pedo jokes just aren't funny. I'm not one of those people who gets offended at everything, but pedo jokes, no.
I just assumed that, if he was doing his tour, because of cancel culture, he had toned shit down. I didn't realize still as raunchy and nasty and gross.
I don't know that he had. I don't know what he was doing.
Well, if he hadn't, you would have thought cancel culture would have been all over his ass.
He had done that crap about 5 years ago, and I went, my God. Because I saw him on that show on HBO. What the hell is it called? About the kid who became a movie star, and his buddies came from New York. Everybody knows what show that is. Entourage.
He
was on Entourage three or four times, and he basically used some really raunchy ass stuff from his act on Entourage. And I thought, that's just gross, man. It's just not funny. And I like dirty humor. I like dark humor. I've got a T-shirt with Stalin's picture on it, and it says, "Dark humor is like food. Not everybody gets it." I love dark humor, but
there's a line. There is a line.
Yeah, you're going to talk about letting the neighbor, your daughter, for a dollar, touch her.
You know what's
touch her.
Listen.
You don't know. That's
listen. Wrong, You know what's scary? Yeah, but you know what's scary?
You've got daughters.
But this is what's scary about that. They say that most comedians do actually talk about their life. That's how they most of their jokes come from their life. So that makes you believe.
I think he did it for shock value because he used the same follow up line a couple of times when, you know, he'd hear ladies in the audience moan and groan. He goes, yeah, that was wrong. I should have charged $5. You know, that was his punchline for it. And it's like, dude, that doesn't make it worth saying. It just isn't that funny. So anyway. So let's get back. The real thing is, this is another fellow who's passed away, but
we're going to talk about him.
Not for good reason. Happy belated Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That was yesterday. And as I say often, and I posted yesterday, the thing that's on my wall in my office, although it's not on my wall in my new office yet, I'll get to it another day or two. We must learn to live together as brothers, or we will perish together as fools. That is my favorite quote of all time from Martin Luther King or anyone else. And I live it. And I wish we all would on both sides. And with that, I'll just let it go because was Martin Luther King Jr. Day all day for everybody. But
President Biden, he's got something he'd like to chime in too.
Oh, yeah. How racist we are.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd
had.
Death did.
Sorry.
I mean, come on. You know, just go to the home now, you old feeble fuck. You're comparing a man who was fighting real racial discrimination back in the 50s and 60s. There was a real Bull Connor. There was a real KKK. And by the way, they were all Democrats. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. You can look it up. And if you don't want to look it up, eat shit and die because I'm right. You're comparing him to a guy who did home invasions and drugs. Okay, yeah, that's... No. And this is the President of the United States that said that?
This went absolutely. This soundbite that I just played for you, I found it too late last night to run it for me to actually gain any traction.
Oh yeah, I heard it the other day when he said it, and I just groaned.
Right, but let me tell you what, this is going viral on.
To me, that's as offensive as Bob Saget talking about diddling his daughter.
It's just
offensive. Even Democrats think that was offensive, too. I saw some polling about his speech.
I thought he was being controlled. I mean, I thought they were feeding every line to him. I mean, obviously.
Well, they did, but the people feeding it to him are left-wing wacko progressives.
You really think that they fed that to him, or he just came up with that shit on his own? Really?
He don't write that. Come on.
Really? Even going that far off?
He can't get a whole sentence out without fumbling over it, even when it's on the teleprompter.
Well, so wait.
He doesn't write any of this stuff.
I got to ask you a question then.
Sure.
We've seen every appearance for the last, I don't know how many we've seen, but there's been quite a few appearances from Biden in the past few weeks. Guess what? They've all been, early in the morning? Everything he's done has been 9
and every time he appears, his polling goes down.
Yeah, and guess what? Tomorrow,
he's a moron.
Yeah, tomorrow he's coming on at 4. So I can only imagine.
That's right before nap. Maybe that's after nap time and before bedtime.
Well, tomorrow's going to be a rambling mess.
We should call CB up. What time does a blue plate special get served? 4:30? He'll be done in time for that. He can go to the diner. It'll be all right. Anyway, so I guess it's just me and Brent, the igloo nonsense.
Yeah, where's our celebrity? He's more famous
Rick,
than me.
Rick, the Italian stallion is busy tonight. Mm-hmm.
The erection.
Sorry.
There you go. And he's from New York, too, so Schumer was probably talking about him. Anyway, so nice weather you got there in New York, Slimbo.
It sucks. I mean, listen.
He sent me snow pictures yesterday. Then this morning he got like 6 more inches. He sent me more snow pictures.
with a little.
I enjoy seeing the snow pictures posted on social media from my house in Florida.
Well, I had to send it to you because, well, you're posting all these beautiful pictures from inside, you know, Tampa Bay Stadium is, you know, beautiful weather.
It was cold that day, man.
60, eat me. I don't want
to. It was 65 when the game started, but it was like, it was down to like 60 with wind chill at the end of the game. I was freezing.
Oh, you poor thing. It's a world of- One of these days, I'm going to make you suffer through the whole 3 minutes of that. I really, really am. But yeah, no, you know, last year, 44 inches of snow in one storm. You know, I'll take these little 10 and 6 inch storms. Man, this shit fucking sucks. I'm so over shoveling snow. I need to get out of the Northeast. It sucks.
Well, my son's in South Carolina. He sent me a picture of snow out his window. And I think he posted it on social media too. And he says South Florida's starting to look a lot better.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw the perfect meme on Facebook yesterday, and I was going to save it and share it. And it's this dude basically shoveling a path through the 44 inches of snow, you know, that we got a year ago. And it says, we don't have hurricanes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have hurricanes.
Yeah, that's, so what, that's what CB would send me every time. I'd mock him. You know, you get 24 inches in Massachusetts, and I'd send him a picture of my palm trees. He goes, we don't have hurricanes. Nope. And then, yeah, well, we don't really either. That's every 5 years, and I can afford to get on a plane and leave, so fuck it.
I'll take the snow any day over the tornadoes and hurricanes. You don't have tornadoes, but...
Yeah, we did. We actually, Southwest Florida...
yeah, you did. I saw
down towards Naples got clobbered with 6 or 7 tornadoes from, I guess, from Naples North.
I did see that.
And this line of storms we had come through the night before the game, Saturday night, Sunday morning. Yeah, it was wicked. But, you know, the thing about storms in Florida, I mean, we get torrential downpours. I mean, we can get 2-3 inches of water in an hour easy. And it's like Vietnam. But they always seem to pass by. It's very rare we get, you know, days that rain all damn day. Well, you know, 4 or 5 a year. That's about it. But we get these torrential downpours that come through, and but they last 15, 20 minutes, and you get an inch of rain, and you go, okay, and the sun's out again.
And you're back out in the pool and enjoying the day.
Yeah. That's the way it works. But I'm serious. I was freezing the game. And this week in the divisional playoffs, the Rams are coming to town. The Rams are playing really good. It's going to be a tough game because we got some injuries on the offensive line. So this is going to be a barn burner. Shitty game out in LA last early in the season and got a couple of bad pass interference calls, and we ended up losing. I think we lost 31-17, I believe was the score. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but we lost by a considerable margin, and Brady was pissed. I think it was the fourth game of the year about how bad the team played. And, you know he's going to have them fired up. But, you know, we're missing Tristan Wirfs and the center, Jensen. He's hurt. So if we're missing 2/5 of our offensive line, you know, Brady's going to have to do some serious 44-year-old, 45-year-old magic
to beat
the Rams on Sunday.
I don't understand football.
But it's only going to be like 60 when 61 or 2 when the game starts at 3 o'clock, and it'll be in the mid-50s after the game. I'm hoping we don't have wind. Well, I'm going to have to take a coat.
How are you fortunate enough that all these games happen to be there? I mean, I know how this
Well, because we're the number 2 seed, we get the first 2 playoff games at home.
That's
and if by some miracle the 49ers would beat the Packers and we beat the Rams, the 49ers would be coming here for the NFC Championship game.
Now, do you get tickets to that, or is that out of your
package? I automatically get tickets to that, yeah.
Ooh.
They charge me for them whether I want them or not. I'm a season ticket holder. It's part of the agreement. You have to buy playoff tickets.
Gotcha.
Yeah, plus, I looked at my one bank account yesterday. I was like, it's a little low right now because of the moving and everything. And I got bopped like $1,100 for my monthly payment for next year's season tickets plus the tickets for this weekend. I was like, oh, that was a smack in the ass.
Well, enjoy the game.
Well, I'll enjoy the game if we win. If we lose, you know, it's going to suck. But, you know, the Bucks have played quite well. And, you know, despite all the injuries and a weird-ass season this year, and, you know, we still got Tom Brady and Gronkowski and a kick-ass defense. So we got a chance.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, that's all I can ask for. But I'll be there. I'll be there. You know what pisses me off about the games? All these people in Tampa, you know, if you're a season ticket holder, I'm assuming you've got multiple jerseys. Okay. Now, I haven't bought a pewter one just because I don't like wearing brown. And it's basically brown, and they only wear it like once a year. But I've got a white jersey and a red jersey. And I look on the fucking Wagnall, or, you know, I hate to say the G word, but, you know, I look it up and see which jersey they're wearing that weekend. And that's the jersey I wear. And I'm at the playoff game. And, you know, we wore white jerseys all last year on the Super Bowl run because, you know, we're the visiting team because we were like, you know, a wild card team. So we played all three playoff games on the road, won all three. And then the Super Bowl was actually here in Tampa last year. And they said, well, we've been wearing white jerseys and winning with it. We're going to wear white jerseys at home. So this year they're wearing white jerseys, like, I think, 5 of the 8 home games. And the playoff game, they're wearing white jerseys. So I wore my white jersey. And I'm looking around, all these people wearing red jerseys. And I'm like, no, that's wrong. Wear your white jersey.
Well, maybe they only have a red jersey.
I don't know. I'm probably a little too OCD.
Well, but it is. I'm curious. You've sparked my curiosity, and this goes with every sports, with baseball, football, basketball. They all have different jerseys, and is this? I mean, with baseball, I know they have their home jerseys and they have their road jerseys. I'm assuming does football the same home and road jerseys?
Technically, they can pick what jerseys they want to wear. If they're the home team, okay.
Is there science behind how they do all of this, or is it just somebody?
Dallas likes to wear their white jerseys all the time, so they wear their white jerseys at home, and then most teams at home want to wear their color jerseys. So Dallas gets to wear their white jerseys on the road also. But what I get a kick out of is every once in a while you get somebody like the Redskins. Or no other, not the Redskins anymore. Excuse me, the Washington Football Team. Well, instead of wearing their burgundy jerseys at home when Dallas is coming in, they wear their white. So Dallas has to wear blue, because Dallas's record wearing blue is not real good over the years.
See, I guess it's like a jinx. There was a whole science to this. I figured it was just, you know.
But everybody's got these color rush things, too, where they wear, you know, like the color rush thing for Tampa this year is they wear the pewter jerseys and pewter pants, which basically is brown with orange trim, red trim. I didn't like it. You know, hey, what are you going to do? But I'm going to the game. So you can watch it on TV with 26.7 million other people.
I ain't fucking watching nothing.
I'll be there with 60,000 of my friends going, fuck Joe Biden.
I'll check your pictures when you send them on Facebook.
Okay.
Get the chant going. Come on. I even sent you a text message. Get the chant going.
I saw that. I showed it to a bunch of people sitting around me, too. And we got Let's Go Brandon going in our section for about a minute. That was
do I have to send this message to you from some one of my blue checkmark accounts so that maybe everyone around you will see that, you know, maybe we really should do this?
No, you should get Facebook to give me back my damn checkmark so I can be a checkmark account and maybe they'd pay more attention.
I'm trying.
Those bastards. They took my checkmark away. I didn't even do nothing.
Sorry. No,
that's all right. I got good news. This news will cheer you up.
I'm always cheery.
I think I found out why you recovered so quickly when you got the vid.
Well, I think you might be onto something, but go ahead.
Cannabis compounds stop COVID virus from infecting human cells in a lab study. This is a new study. This is not something we've reported before. This is from January 12th of 2022. Cannabis compounds prevented the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells, according to a laboratory study published in the Journal of Nature Products. Of course, that journal probably wants that to be the outcome. Yeah, it just dawned on me now. Anyway, The two compounds commonly found in hemp called cannabinoid acid and CBGA and CBDA, were identified during a chemical screening effort as having potential to combat coronavirus, researchers at Oregon State University said. In the study, they bound spike proteins found on the virus and blocked the step the pathogen uses to infect people. How about that shit?
I'm all for this study, except with the amounts of THC in my system, I shouldn't have gotten sick. That's the only reason I call bullshit with this, because we have done two or three other studies on this show that have shown that cannabis keeps you from getting it, blah blah blah. You know, I would piss THC, Xanax, hydrocodone, Pepsi. That's it. And I got it. I mean, and I'm telling you, with the
I take a lot of vitamin D, okay? Because I had
that could be my problem. That might be why
eczema thing break out of my hands when I first moved down here to Florida. My knuckles were getting all red and itchy and stuff. And my vitamin D level was a little below normal. So I've been taking a 50,000 dose of vitamin D for the last 3 years and keeping my vitamin D level up around 80 something. And I mean, you nurses and doctors out there will know that in the 80s is still safe, but that's pretty high. But my hands are no more than just a little bit dry now. They're not itchy, red, or cracked or any crap like I used to have problems with. But vitamin D, they say, is one of the best things to kick COVID in its ass.
And
I mean, I'm out in public all the time at these games, walking around the, you know, the stadium club, and you know, there's people all over the place. I've never caught nothing.
Right, and that might be where, because
I don't wear a mask.
I don't eat right. And
not
I don't
that
take
that would help
vitamins.
Anyway. I don't.
I don't take the. You know, I don't eat properly. I don't take the vitamins like you do. So yes, the THC probably.
Well, I only
helps,
take D, but I take a 2,000 unit pill. Every day that I'm, you know, every 10 days I take the 50,000, and the other 9 days I take 2,000 a day.
But you actually eat healthy. I don't eat healthy.
Sort of.
I eat a couple salads a week.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can tell you right now, I eat absolutely completely 100% unhealthy. And that
no vegetables?
No vegetables, no fruits.
See, I love my vegetables.
I'm a terrible eater. I eat once a day. And then when I'm at work, I eat nothing but fast food. And
see, I got a Chick-fil-A sandwich today. Okay, but I got the deluxe because then I got two slices of tomato and a bunch of lettuce. So to me, that, you know, it's still, you know, greasy fried chicken, but at least I had some vegetables with it.
Well, listen, hey, if nothing else, take away from this whole thing that at least this study says, regardless of my outcome, smoking weed will help keep you from getting COVID. So spark a joint, sit back, relax, and hey, science said you could.
And
what does Fauci say? Follow the science.
Oh yeah, well he says if you disagree with him, you're ignoring the science.
Oh, we're following the science here. Smoke a
He's an asshole.
I know.
But oh yeah, speaking of Chick-fil-A, I haven't mentioned this for years on the show. But there is a guy who's an acquaintance of mine. I can't call him a friend because I haven't talked to him in two years now. Yeah, about 2 years. But he's a famous drag queen. His name is Willem. Very talented young man. Can sing great. You know, he was on RuPaul's drag thing and got thrown off, which was great for his reputation, all that crap. But the fact is he can sing. Now, he's got two songs. He's got a bunch of songs out there. And the guy's been in movies and stuff. He's a talented dude, like I said. And I've interviewed him a couple of times. But Willem has a song out called The Vagina Song, which is the funniest song ever recorded by anybody. So look that up, The Vagina Song. But once you find Willem, and it's Willem, okay, Willem Belli is the full name, his stage name. When you look up, find his Chick-fil-A song. Which one you got? Oh, this is Vagina Song. Oh, go ahead, play it. It's funny.
I want a real vagina there, so freaking bad. I'll buy a Tampax and some maxi pads.
I'll take good care of it, I promise.
It'll come with a hymen, all new and pristine. But I'll bust that cherry like a slutty queen.
With a big old dick.
Oh, every time I close my thighs, my balls, they fall right out the side
of my panties.
So turn my dick into a slip and slide, I swear. The world better prepare for when I'm a lady there.
All right, there you go.
That's the opening to it, okay? It gets even better. But
I play his one song on my playlist at work all the time.
Well, the Chick-fil-A song is the one I want.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one I play on all the time.
It's him and two other drag queens. And basically their point is, you know, Chick-fil-A is religious and stuff. And, you know, they don't think they approve of gay people and everything, which, you know, I don't know if they do or they don't. It doesn't matter to me. But the point is, food's so damn good, they go anyway.
Hey, we can close with Chick-fil-A. I can pop that in instead.
Okay, that's fine. All right. It is. We'll do that for a closing song tonight instead of the song about Biden and the empty shelves. Although I did my semi-annual Walmart trip the other day. What did I go over for? I went over for a small dish rack because the only one I had from the house was gigantic and I couldn't use it in the townhouse. And I wanted a new microwave thing for bacon. Okay. So I figured I'd find that shit at Walmart. So I go over to Walmart and I go in and I'm looking around and they've got four different microwave bacon things available according to the tags. But I only had one I could choose from because that's all they had in stock. There was three empty holes and the one round one, not like the one I used to have. And I mean, I was walking around the Walmart and I'm looking and it's like, you know, it was about 20% empty. And for a Walmart, that's pretty damn bad. Yeah. All that stuff comes from China.
They're all like that, though.
Well, I had a couple people on my post that I made said that their Walmarts are fully stocked. And I mean, I don't know if they go to the whole store. Maybe they just go to the food section or whatever. But the food section wasn't quite as bad. By the way, if you need to buy Gatorade Zero, that is the place to go. It's like a dollar cheaper than anywhere else. And I drink a lot of Gatorade Zero. So, but anyway, so you can smoke hemp and not get COVID. Maybe
weed.
Maybe
weed. You can smoke weed.
Well, hemp. The good stuff.
I'm
trying not to be polite.
Not CBD.
All right. So I thought that's why you recovered so quickly, but you know, you called bullshit on it and it was for fair reasons. So, but after
if it's to keep you from getting it, I call bullshit. If it's to help you not get it as badly, well, that's possible because I wasn't in the hospital, but I also am vaccinated.
Well,
so,
they only did it on lab rats
Anyways, moving along.
So after you partake on the vid cure, you tend to get hungry.
Absolutely. The munchies.
And our good friend Calvin Broadus Jr. is appropriately contributing to that cause. Now, you might not know him by Calvin Broadus Jr., but you might know him by the name Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Who'll be appearing at halftime of the Super Bowl this year in L.A.
Really?
Yes, he will. Eminem's there. Dr. Dre, Snoop.
Oh, cool. A
couple other people. Yeah.
Right, that'll be cool then.
Yeah, right. it's like the kings of rap and hip hop. So anyway, the point is Snoop Dogg is planning to sell hot dogs called Snoop Dogs. Duh. Didn't take a marketing genius to come up with that one. It's going to be the Snoop Doggy Dog. Snoop Doggy Dog is getting in the hot dog business. Billboard reports the rapper, his real name is Calvin Broadus, has applied for a federal trademark registration on Snoop Dogs, saying he plans to use the name to sell Frankfurters and other types of sausage. The intent to use filing does not include much more detail, but Snoop has a long line of products, including his own cannabis company, Leafs. It's called Leafs by Snoop, L-E-A-F-S, Leafs by Snoop. He also has a cookbook. And he, you know, he's been on with Martha Stewart many, many times on her show. And quite frankly, he knows a lot about football too. I saw him on with Eli and Peyton Manning on their broadcast of Monday Night Football a couple times this year, and he was fun.
I would love to get one of Snoop's edibles.
That dude's got more personality in a little bit, I'll tell you that. He also has a liquor line called Indago Gin. Never heard of that one. So he said he'd never eat hot dogs again after watching how they're made during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2016.
Well, would you?
He says he saw that and he says, I'm never eating a mother effing hot dog again. If that's how they make hot dogs, I don't want one. I'm good. But apparently, profit motive has changed his mind. Now, he did previously file a trademark for Snoop Scoops ice cream in 2011, but he abandoned that idea. He never came out with the Snoop Scoops ice cream. Well, everything he wants to come out with is munchy. It's all munchies.
Because his big thing is weed. But here's the thing. I think if he were to retry to do that Scoops thing with the ice cream now, it'd be a whole different success. I mean, right... Snoop is going to be able to really monopolize on the market huge because of the they are talking about federally legalizing marijuana, but because more states are legalizing marijuana, he's able to grow that empire, which builds the name, which means anything he opens with his name behind it should automatically be successful.
Well, look who's in the weed business. Snoop Dogg and Mike Tyson. I've got a Tyson Ranch hat.
I do too, sitting right behind me. You sent it to me.
Oh, I got you one.
Yes, you did.
What the hell kind of good friend I am. Damn. I even forgot about that. Yeah, Tyson Ranch. He grows his own weed out in California.
I want to hear him say Sensimilia.
Sensimilia. You got to come Tyson Ranch and smoke some Sensimilia.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to his face. He'd still knock my ass off. My head off my ass. All my body parts would come off. I know he's in his 50s, but he could still kick my ass.
You don't stand a chance.
No. Even when I was like 23 and a real badass, his 50-year-old Mike Tyson could still kick it. Now I'm old. It don't matter. So I just had a thought when I was working on the show. And I was wondering who else might be partaking in that vid cure we were talking about with the cannabis.
I am right now.
And I think we have a sound clip who it is. Go ahead.
Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
There you go. I'm sorry. I'm at a loss for words. Did that make any sense to anybody at all?
It almost sounds like something Biden would say.
Well, she's either smoking the weed or he's contagious.
I'm thinking both.
Play it again, please.
I just closed the tab. I apologize.
Oh, that's
okay. I didn't put it on the main soundboard.
We got to put that on the soundboard.
I will. I just
come back with it because that is like the biggest piece of bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
I didn't mean to.
I've been listening to politicians dodge questions for 40 years. And that was not even a dodge. That was just like her tongue fell out of her mouth and her whole body tripped over it. And she crashed through the plate glass window into the pool.
Here you go.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us.
Are any of you people that voted for her happy now? I mean, seriously? There's like got to be 12 people that are happy. I'd like them to write into me, zipallen@facebook.com. I really want to know. I mean, this woman has a law degree. Can she really be that stupid, or is she just smoking with Snoop or Biden's rubbing off? That makes more sense to me. I mean, you know, I smoke weed.
Me too, but I don't sound like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't smoke it that often, but I'm not like you. even when I smoke it, there's no way in hell I get that stupid. Oh, Jesus. So maybe just everybody's getting stoned.
Or maybe they just think that all of America's buying their bullshit, and that's sadly part of it. A lot of America's just buying all this nonsense that they're just Biden go out and say the stupidest things in every speech, and the Democrats and CNN and MSNBC, they love it. I mean, watch CNN, watch Fox News, and look at the difference in the tone with the Build Back Better. CNN, if they talk about all the good and all the
Have
good,
you ever seen Fox a Build News, Back Better hat? Bad.
Not one. Have you?
Have you ever seen one Build Back Better hat? No, because you know, I got a banner that I put up on my social media. It says Build Back Senile is not a strategy. But that's way funnier. But I'm just thinking that everybody has got to be getting stoned, because this headline, this next headline, is indication that I may well be correct. Let me give you the headline here. A possible COVID benefit. Medical face masks make us more attractive, study finds. Medical face masks make us more attractive, a study finds. Now, how fucking ugly do you have to be to put a face mask on and look better? I mean, don't you got to be pretty damn ugly? I mean, like, fugly. You know, not just ugly, fugly. That's fucking ugly.
Well, listen. All right. Here. Listen. I'm going to be completely honest. Okay.
All right.
Because I want to be. I'm 43. I still have acne. My
no,
poor daughter. I do. My poor daughter. I swear to God, I do. Listen, I have acne at 43. Right. My daughter, she's going to be just like me. She has it just like I did when I was a kid. She's going to have a
proactive baby.
But listen, when they did this whole mask thing, I work in the public. I am the face of a landmark business.
That is true.
I do interviews on TV.
You're on TV all the time,
more than once, numerous times I'm on TV. And I have acne, and I'm self-conscious about this, very self-conscious. I would do more interviews than I actually do. I turn a lot down because of my self-consciousness with my acne. When COVID came out and we had to wear masks, it was the best thing in my life. I didn't have to worry about it.
11th grade school picture, I had a zit on my nose.
I would have freaked. I would not have went to school. I would have skipped picture day. I actually did. I don't have a senior picture purposely because
I stole that. Makeup from my sister.
I mean, I'm not like we all wear cover up, but I'm not crater face, but I'm self-conscious of the one pimple if I have, or the two, or yeah, I'm all very, right. But I do have acne. So this doesn't make me more attractive, but it makes me feel, if the study said
more confident.
It makes me feel more confident. I have no problem walking anywhere with my face mask on.
Well, the pandemic has upended a lot of aspects in our lives, but may have also changed what we find attractive in others. Medical masks, originally a social taboo associated with sickness and disease, have now been found to increase attractiveness, according to a new peer-reviewed study by Cardiff University researchers published last Monday. Admittedly, a mask does cover half your face, so the increased attractiveness could be tied to the beauty of occlusion. In other words, you don't see the pimples and you look sexier.
I just nailed it, dude.
Yeah. The study was part of continuing research exploring attractiveness and mate choice and how those norms have shifted after COVID. It involved the participation of 43 Cardiff University female undergraduate psychology students who viewed 40 faces, 20 of which were attractive and 20 which were unattractive, based on previous ratings. The faces of the men were shown four different ways, with a medical mask, with a cloth mask, with a book in front of their face, or no covering at all. Female participants found the faces of most men attractive when they wore medical masks. Female participants found men wearing cloth masks more attractive than men with no mask at all, but still not as attractive as men with medical masks. Oh, it just sounds to me like these psychology students want to hook up with a doctor. That's all this sounds like to me. I'm calling bullshit on this survey.
Well, I'm already, like I said, I'm calling bullshit on it anyways, because, well, no, I'm not.
No?
I'm not calling bullshit, because I feel more attractive with my mask.
I'm bagging this one.
All right, goodbye.
I call bullshit. Anyway, in our stupid criminal segment tonight, we're going to go back to England, because we're going to celebrate the best of Britain, or actually Liverpool, which is...
Wait, hold on, before you do.
Ladies, my favorite city.
Ladies, before you do, ladies, listen. You guys, most women are very self-conscious, especially when it comes to their pimples or blemishes or anything. Write in at Zip Allen on Facebook and answer this question for us. Do masks make you feel more apt to go out in public no matter what? I mean, does it, you know, pimples, do you feel more confident wearing your mask in public?
See, every time I see a chick wearing a mask in public, I'm thinking...
What's it look like underneath?
I'm thinking liberal. I don't care what they look like underneath.
Yeah, but you're wearing a mask too.
No, so I'm not.
You don't.
The only time I ever wear a mask is when I have to go into the doctor's office, which the last two doctor's appointments I had were virtual because I didn't want to wear a fucking mask.
Oh, see, I thought you still had to wear input. Yeah, that's right. You don't have any mandates.
I live in the free state of Florida. You know, we still follow the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, unlike most of the rest of this damn godforsaken commie-leaning bunch of assholes running our country. I'm sorry, was that too harsh?
No, not at all.
Okay, you got to understand, folks, I've been moving for 3 months, okay? I've been working my ass off. I'm too old to do this shit, and I'm damn near done. You know, this is the first broadcast from Zippy's office east.
Don't say I'm done. Now you make me think you're done with the show.
No, done moving. I moved a whole 4 miles away.
At least you're up and running. Hey, I do have good news. Speaking of commies, Mayor de Blasio did announce today that he was not going to run for governor of New York State.
Oh, so no, that's bad news.
That's fucking great.
No, that's bad news. He would never got elected, but the commercials he cut would have been gold for the show.
There you go.
What do you do about mental health in New York? You give your wife $800 million to fix it.
Did you see the one congressman?
Why didn't it get fixed? She lost the money.
The one congressman today did his campaign. How do you lose $800
million? I'm sorry, what congressman did what?
I don't know. Some congressman today did one of his campaign videos smoking a blunt.
Get out.
I swear to God, I shit you not. I'll find it for you. We'll talk about it on after show. But yes,
doesn't anybody have any class at all anymore? Just absolutely none. Anyway, stupid criminals from Liverpool.
Soccer?
Yeah, that's
what I know. Liverpool.
My favorite soccer team is from Liverpool FC. The Beatles are from Liverpool.
I hate watching.
I had trips to Liverpool canceled twice. Once because I was sick, and the second time because COVID hit. So I still haven't gotten to go to Anfield and bask in the glory of the fact that I know the song "You'll Never Walk Alone." I want to sing it. I want to hold my men in blazers patch up to the camera. No, I'm not singing. I can't sing for shit.
What?
If there's 35,000 other people singing, I'll hum along. Anyway, let's see. What's the best one here? Okay. A block of Stilton cheese led to the downfall of an EncroChat drug dealer. This gentleman, his name is Carl Stewart. He uses EncroChat, which is an encryption service that's supposed to be unbreakable.
Right.
To evade detection. He adopted the handle Toffee Force to cover his tracks as he supplied large amounts of Class A and B drugs. But after the encryption device was busted by law enforcement agencies, Stewart was identified after sharing an image of a block of cheese in the palm of his hand from which his fingerprints were analyzed. They analyzed his fingerprints off the plastic on a block of cheese over the internet. You can't get away with nothing anymore.
You can't. I'm telling you.
Stewart, 39, of Gem Street, Vauxhall, appeared at Liverpool Crown Court for sentencing after he pleaded guilty to conspiracy to supply cocaine, conspiracy to supply heroin, conspiracy to supply MDMA. What's that?
Ooh, that's the good stuff.
What's MDMA?
The good stuff.
Well, like what? What kind of drug is it?
It's a date rape drug.
Oh God. Okay.
But it's good stuff, but not in for its intended purposes, trust me.
I gotcha. And he has also had conspiracy to supply ketamine and transferring criminal property. He got jailed. He got 13 years and 6 months.
It's ecstasy.
And there's the picture. Mature blue Stilton, certified by Long Clawson of Leicester. That's how you pronounce that. I know it looks like Worcestershire sauce or with an L in front, but it's not. It's pronounced Leicester. A decidedly rich and creamy Stilton cheese. And they saw his fingers were holding the thing, and they zoomed in on it and analyzed his fingerprints and busted his ass. What a stay off the internet if you're a drug dealer. Jesus God.
MDMA was what you would normally have gotten as Molly back in the day.
Oh, okay. Molly, I've heard of. Yes.
And now it's ecstasy, but it's not. I don't all believe right, well, ecstasy do is the original Molly, but.
I don't do any of that crap. I don't care. But,
that was big in the scene back when you were, going to concerts and stuff like that in your heyday. I mean, Molly was huge.
Well, what's the thing we just told this idiot? Stay off social media, right?
Yep.
Well, here's David Holmes, 27, from Skelmersdale, outside Liverpool. Taunted police on Facebook with come and find me post. David Holmes, do your job properly and come and find me. Got 131 likes. Lancashire police, David Holmes. Hi, David. We'd advise you to do the right thing and hand yourself in. We have an excellent track record for these sorts of things, you see, so we think you'll find that sooner or later we will come and find you. So after he taunted them and mocked the police on Facebook, they did. He was busted.
I guess I can't ask, are people really that stupid? Because they are.
Yeah. He was wanted in connection with breaching a restraining order, and he made an ill-thought-out attempt to goad the Lancashire police. A screenshot of his awkward Facebook message to police was posted by the force following his capture. In other words, they mocked him.
Oh, Polk County does after that they shit caught all
him,
the time.
They mocked him, yes. They're learning from the best sheriff in the world.
Their social media
Grady Judd
is fucking awesome.
Yeah. After an appeal of part of Operation Hunter, the wanted man David Holmes posted, do your job properly, come and find me. And then all the emojis and crap and hand gestures and stuff. So the police, after they caught him, they put it back up, got their last laugh. And they charged him with harassment, too. So, and then there's a man caught with 60,000 pounds. Or pounds being the British dollar. So that's about $80,000 worth of drugs on a train. Why was he caught with $80,000 worth of drugs on a train, Brent?
Heroin
and crack cocaine.
Probably because they were in, I don't know.
Because he refused to wear a mask.
Oh, dear God. What a moron.
He's got $80,000 worth of illicit drugs on his person. And he refused to wear a damn mask on the train. So the County Lines task force officers at Wigan Railway Station came and said hello. Paul Green, 38, of Prince Albert Mews, Liverpool City Centre, appeared at Bolton Crown Court on Wednesday, February 10th, where this is the All-Stars from last year, where he pleaded guilty possession with intent to supply drugs of Class A status. He got 40 months in jail. But the reason he came to the attention of plainclothes County Line task officers at Liverpool Lime Street Station the morning of Wednesday, January 13th, as he wasn't wearing a face covering within the station. He later boarded a train, and officers inquired as to why he wasn't wearing the face covering as he traveled on the service. He was uncooperative with the officers.
Dumb okay. Ass.
Now, not wearing a mask, carrying $80,000 worth of drugs in a place where masks are absolutely 100% required, and then giving the police shit about it.
He deserved to be caught.
Yes. Paul Green, 38, our Liverpool stupid criminal of 2021.
Yeah.
For congratulations.
Sure. Fucking moron.
Yeah. Enjoy your 40 months in jail with Seamus.
These people don't even fucking, they don't think.
Seamus will take real good care of him. I mean, it's just, you know, they're all over the place. So, stupid criminals are only part of our problem. In Seattle, we have stupid leaders, including the interim police chief. Just to give you a quick update from the city that is.
This is fucking.
Used to be a beautiful city.
This just takes the cake. This is why the Seattle looks like shit Facebook page exists.
Yes, because you know, you remember the police chief of Seattle was a black woman, and she had recently become the police chief when all that crap went down last year, and she had a fit about it. And then when she wasn't getting backup from the lesbian mayor and his girlfriend and their city council, she said, "Screw y'all, I quit." She resigned. So they have an interim police chief. Guess what the interim police chief is doing? He's kissing the mayor's, maybe her tuchus, because she's already got somebody for the other part. But the equity police now bars Seattle police from some traffic stops, opening the door for more car theft. And interim chief Adrian Diaz announced sweeping new policies that banned many non-criminal traffic stops. The move is framed around equity. You know, every time you hear equity, the word bullshit should immediately come to mind. It's framed around equity concerns, with the chief arguing that because not everyone can afford to pay the traffic violation fines, they must not be enforced. But all this does is make it easier for car thieves to continue to prey on Seattleites. Under the new policy, Seattle Police Department will no longer treat several violations as the primary reason to engage in a traffic stop. They include expired or missing registration, which is sometimes a clue that the car just got stolen.
This is fucking great. You could drive around with no fucking license plate. I mean,
and
they can't pull you over.
They can't pull you over because you might not be able to afford the fine, and we don't want to put any undue burden on our minority community.
Oh, dear fucking God. And they wonder why these towns turn into what they look like.
Yeah, but see, the people that think like that are the ones who are telling Biden what to say in his speeches.
God.
Okay, you know, these things connect. What we talked about at the beginning of the show, and what we're talking about near the end here, they connect. Diaz made an announcement on a Friday afternoon email to staff. According to the memo, officers may not pull motorists over for the following violations: expired or missing vehicle registration,
which is license plates.
Well, or the sticker on them. Yeah. Issues with the display of registration plates. So if they, so not, they could have the wrong registration sticker on there, or your car didn't get inspected. They're not going to pull you over for that. But basically saying what you just said, Slim. If you're not displaying your plates, can't pull you over for that either.
They can't pull you over for that either. So just fucking drive around with any car.
Plus, technical violations such as items hanging from the rearview mirror, cracks in the windshield, actual visual obstructions like snow, fog, non-transparent material, or shattered windshields will be enforced. Oh, so if you can't see out your car, we might actually pull you over then, because then you're going to hurt somebody else. But we probably won't give you a ticket for that. We'll just pull you over. Bicycle helmet violations are no longer going to be fined either. Seattle Inspector General Lisa Judge originally proposed a total ban on traffic stops in a May 2021 memo. Seattle Inspector General. That means an attorney, the head attorney, the city of Seattle, total ban on traffic stops. That was her proposal.
Well, it's going to happen in one of these cities, and then it's going to happen in another, and then in another, and then in another. And eventually, in all your blue states, this is the shit that's going to happen. You're going to have people driving around with
insurance. Were trying to do that. So they were actually trying to outlaw all traffic stops.
But listen, they got their foot in the door. Now that in the next bill, they'll just keep adding shit. You know how this all works.
Well, a source with close knowledge of the negotiations around these policies says the Seattle Police Officers Guild pushed back forcibly, arguing that it would be a lawless free-for-all if they didn't pull anybody over. In the end, Seattle Police Officers Guild was successful in stopping Judge, that's her name, the Inspector General, most extreme policy goal from moving forward. Still, there's a belief this may only be a short-term win, with Judge allowing the less extreme policy to move forward before reintroducing the total ban at a later date. So actually, you were just rather prescient. You were a little bit ahead of the curve there. That is the idea.
Yeah.
And she'll just bring it up again later.
Well, and even if they don't get the total ban in, they'll just keep adding more things in bill after bill after bill until they eventually get what they want.
But to try to get her calmed down, we're not going to pull anybody over for registration violations, no traffic, no light, license plate on your car. We're not going to pull you over for that crap now already.
Well, and please go back to the original point of why, because I think that's we missed.
Well, the proverbial camel's nose is under the tent in Seattle. Let's put it that way. Oh God.
Well, no, so, I just meant because of equality, because of the whole equality thing.
And you may not care that the government's trying to control your life, tell you what to do, and
they don't, because
they're coming after you if you disagree with their bullshit. You may be a low information voter or someone that has just had enough. So you escape. One way is drugs. Another way is porn. Yet another way is video games. I think I found a way to combine all three.
Really?
Erotic high-tech sex vests could let lovers fondle remotely during steamy VR sessions. A new virtual reality vest that lets you feel multiple sensations could be used by long-distance lovers. That's according to sex tech experts who think the OWO game vest could be used for more than just realistic gaming experiences. The vest has potential to be used in the sex industry. It has 30 different sensations in this vest. Now, it doesn't take a leap of imagination to see people extending the vest a little lower.
Well, yeah, because I'm looking at the prototype one here, and there's obviously not one. There's not a sensor on my junk, so there.
But you could rub her boobies.
Yeah, that's true. There is ones on the boobies.
You could rub her boobies. So there you go. The OWO game haptics vest has a lycra-based design. It might have to be developed to make it a little bit more bodily fluid proof.
This is the way.
Because they're assuming it's going to be generating bodily fluids. Well, these are the people who put this out as a gaming vest saying this now. So did they put it out as a gaming vest or did they put it out as porn?
Either
way, you got to be stoned to use something like that.
No. Listen, this is
virtual reality. Who would do virtual reality without getting stoned?
You just missed the whole reason Facebook turned to Meta, because of the metaverse. Do you understand what the metaverse is all about? The metaverse is about VR. It's all about Oculus. It's about virtual reality. All of these companies now are all on it.
Oh yeah, they've got version 2 out now.
This is
play by yourself.
But that's what this is.
Play with other people now.
That's what this all is. Everything is going to be VR, and we're moving into that whole world right now.
We're going to be having VR sex.
Well, that's yes. Yes, that is actually.
I guess I'm old fashioned.
5 to 8 years, maybe even sooner than that. There's going to be that stuff on the market.
That ain't going to cut it for me, Slim. I'm sorry.
I know, but I'm just that's where we're headed. That's the whole point of Meta and Metaverse and this whole Web 3.0.
All right, so for the 12 people out there who still don't have our app, why don't you tell them what it is?
Zone Out Radio. Get it in the either store. If you got an Android or an Apple, you better have Apple. But yeah, download it. Commercial-free music, 24/7. You and I on Tuesday. Well, you, I, and Rick on Tuesdays when Rick is around.
When he's not off playing Italian stallion.
Yeah, that's true. And you and I coming back February 27th with the Idol Radio Show. I already got a short list of contestants, so I know who to be watching for. You know who to be watching for. And
I'll start worrying about it on February 20th.
Oh, well, I already started contacting contestants. Hopefully, yes,
you're a real professional.
I am. I try to be. But yeah, download the app, Commercial Free Music. If you are, listen, here's something new. I'm going to ask some you and some people. If you are an up-and-coming artist, you have a song, please send it to me through my Facebook. Send it to either Zip through his, you know, Facebook so he can get it to me. I will put them in the playlist on the radio show. I have been doing that lately with some people.
On the network.
So, on the network, yes.
See, the reason we want you to get the Zone Out Radio app is we actually own the network.
Yep. I can dump your song.
So there's no charges. We don't do commercials. We don't screw with you. We play free music 24/7 except for when we're on. And all our podcasts is... podcasts are accessible.
Yep.
Going back at least a couple of years anyway.
Yeah, so if you're an upcoming artist, please send me your tracks. I'll get you in the radio station. They'll be played at least once a day, guaranteed.
Okay, so we're going to close tonight with a tribute to Chick-fil-A from Willem and his friends who... What are the two other people's names?
Vicky Fox and Detox.
Yeah, Vicky Fox and Detox.
Vicky Fox and Detox.
And of course, Willem.
I play this song all the time at work in my kitchen. Oh my God, wait till you hear the lyrics. You're going to shit your pants.
The best sandwich song ever. Here you go, folks. See you next week.
Good night.
Willem Belli. Detox.
And Vicky.
You might feel shame. You're an abomination. We might cross-dress, but that's not what's to blame. Making our coins, but it's all for food. We'll do anything, we're down for groups. After taking some dudes from behind, all we wanna score is chicken fried. It don't matter if you're gay. I said no mayonnaise. Fuck. Spicy fried chicken labor. Whole out sting ring for days, but that chicken's worth the pay.
I've seen a rainbow, and on the other side there was a bucket of Polynesians. I told me to dip my nuggets in. Why is it because I live my life so gay? I should not eat Chick-fil-A, I'm gonna eat it anyway. They say his promise is true, but what if you are a Jew? They need to coach a meal too, to bring their lives to a new. Close on studies, it is awful, now there's tears in my eyes. No more waffle points. My only bleeding hope is for the fact I can't cope with the fact that they hate gays, but the food is so dope. The chickens are blame, like shooting cane into your own pain. What a shame you don't enjoy the chicken form of flame. You'll get busted, but to eat there is delicious. When I got an appetite, I ain't got no pride. Three queens are bottomless fists, whatever in the drive-thru. Honey mustard on my tits, I'm gonna be enough for you.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna gobble up a waffle fry. But no, no, don't you know Chick-fil-A say you make the baby Jesus cry. Do the proof, get for pay, even Dyke say yay. So chow down at Chick-fil-A. Chicken chow. Put it in your mouth.